the first thing I heard about it was last year. It was actually quite alarming because I was given a large file of papers which named me and the organisation in a high court case. We started trying to understand the picture of the history of someone who'd made a will in 1993, who'd died in 2007. And the High Court finally issued its judgment in January, confirming that all the estate, liquid assets, buildings and so on, were going to be ending up with Manx National Heritage.